still remain undefeated. Another tough tournament for you. I guess talk about your day here at Scott City.
You know, I came here figuring it's kind of going to be an easy one, actually, because Coach told me that, you know, there was no kids that were ranked. Well, we got here this morning, we found out there's Ellis. He told me that I was seated second under a kid. And then throughout the day, slowly progressed, we've seen that once he got knocked off, so I figured the finals would be pretty interesting, you know? So, but other than that, it's been a good tournament. It's been tough on me, so.
You've kind of been the underestimated kid so far this year. Talk about that role that you have.
Actually, I like being an underdog. Yeah, I was an underdog my sophomore year going to state back in Kentucky. I had to wrestle Trey Blackwell, if you ever heard of him. But just, I like being an underdog, you know? It really shows something when you do beat those higher-ranked kids that you are able to do all things through Christ possible.
All right, I guess kind of compare what it's like with Kentucky wrestling compared to Kansas wrestling.
It's a drastic change, definitely. Back home, we're a lot of neutral, and I've seen up here a lot of kids are more good on top and on bottom, so it's kind of changed for me, because my coach back home used to tell us, if you can take them down and if you can get away, you can win the match. But I've noticed up here it's not like that at all anymore.
You've got some pretty big tournaments coming up. I know you hate to look too far ahead, but you're going to have a pretty big one in February at the kid from Hoisington.
Oh, Phillipsburg, yeah. Actually, what's really interesting is Tristan Porsche, he's bumping up to 138 just for that tournament to see me and Brawl, actually. So I'm pretty excited about it.